past 9:30. Time for public. I'm sorry, you want to do the
minutes first?
Move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes. It's time for public hearing for Catholic Health Partners.
Good morning. Tom Lockwood, PEC Chair from Williams. This public hearing is for consideration of proposed issuance by Allen County of its public hospital agents, or excuse me, of its hospital facilities revenue bonds in the amount of not to exceed $1.1 billion, with not more than $145 million being spent in any one location. Those locations being identified specifically in the public hearing notice. Also, the proceeds would be used to refund one or more series of prior bonds, which are also identified in the public hearing notice, and to pay the cost of issuance on the bonds. The issuance would not represent debt or pledge of the faith and credit or the taxing power of Butler County, the state of Ohio, or any other political subdivision of the state of Ohio.
If I could understand this, Allen County is going to be the conduit issuer.
Correct.
And money is going to be spent in Auglaize, Butler, Camp Champaign, Clark, Claremont, Crawford, Hamilton, Lorain, Lucas, Mahoning, Montgomery, Ottawa, Putnam, Seneca, Summit, Trumbull, and Warren counties.
Correct.
And Wood County.
Yes.
Okay.
And the commission be asked to approve a resolution approving the bonds and execution of a public hospital agency's agreement as well.
Is anyone else present that wishes to speak on this matter, for or against? Anyone else present wishes to speak for or against this issue? Do you have anyone else that wishes to speak at this time?
No, sir.
You guys have any questions?
Move to close public hearing.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Thank you.
Move to approve public hospital agency's agreement in connection with the issuance of hospital facilities revenue bonds of the County of Allen, Ohio.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes. Dave? Final plat of Hidden Valley Vale.
This is Hidden Vale Subdivision. It's in Oxford Township. It's a private drive development on George Simon's personal property. There will be four lots created.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Quick as this guy trick you.
At least they put the line in.
Okay, trick us.
There you go.
Thank you.
Okay, starting on communications, we first have various travel and training requests. The first is from Children's Services, Yvonne Howard, Brett Richardson, for curriculum development to train the trainer in Columbus, Ohio, $376. Next, Children's Services, Denise Winkler, Public Relations Society of America, the New Media PR Boot Camp, New York City, $2,194. Next, Children's Services, Mike Fox, Donna Lang, Ellen Harvey, to attend the Ohio Summit on Children in Columbus, Ohio, $701. Next, Children's Services, Josie Richardson, National Association of Drug Court Professionals, the annual training conference, St. Louis, $1,205. Next, from Children's Services, Tom Knoll, Tim Brannigan, Becky Palmer, Kathleen Bassano, and the conference is Building a Modern Labor Management Relationship, Highland Heights, Kentucky, $570. Next comes from the Sheriff's Office for Scott Brown, David Reynolds, and Zane Nickel to attend the Ohio Law Enforcement Technology Commercialization Mock Prison Riot in Moundsville, West Virginia, $2,352. Next comes from the Butler County Sheriff's Office, Michael J. Nutt, OPATA Training for the Pursuit Termination Techniques, London, Ohio, $295. Next from Community Development, Karen Gabbard to attend a spring quarterly meeting, Columbus, $415. Next comes from the Community Development, Desmond Mattia, to attend Ohio Department of Development Housing Community Partnership Residential Rehabilitation Standards in Columbus, Ohio, $235. Next comes from the Sheriff, Tactical Team Leader Development in Richmond, Ohio for Jim Bloom, $381. Next from the Prosecutor's Office, Kelly O'Keefe, to attend the National Association of Drug Court Professionals, St. Louis, $900. Next from the Prosecutor's Office, Vicki Cole, Kyra Taylor, Cindy Berry, 2 days in May for the Victim Witness Training in Akron, Ohio, $1,300. From the Prosecutor's Office, we have Joy Wartmore to also attend the same conference as previously mentioned on Victim Witness Training in Akron, Ohio, $450. The next three is for Common Pleas and Gary Yates, first to attend Ohio Chief Probation Officers Association, Columbus, Ohio, $186. Next is to attend the Ohio Association of Court Administrators, Columbus, Ohio, $926. And finally, to attend Community Corrections Collaboration Meeting in Columbus, Ohio, $237. Next, under finance, we have appropriations and budgets. Want to pass that down, Chuck. We have a transfer between accounts in the general fund for the mailroom to accommodate training for $50. In area court fund 300, we have a transfer between accounts to accommodate the increased cost and usage of the LEADS program and cost. Next, under fund 1200, which is community development block grant, we have transfers between accounts, basically taking dollars and allocating them from contract services to personnel-related accounts. And the same thing for revolving loan fund 1201, moving money from other expenses to personnel-related accounts to accommodate the appointment of Vicki Asher in her position there. And then finally, a transfer between construction account and contract maintenance in order to accommodate cleaning contract for the motor vehicle fund of the engineer, that's fund 1250, in the amount of $26,000. We also have for your approval the an increase in estimated resources for fund 1950, which is University Point TIF fund, in the amount of $5 million. As we move on to personnel, we have various personnel-related activities. The first is CSEA, non-bargaining unit, 3.5% step increase from Julie Eifer, and the final pay would be $2,745. Next, for your consideration, Holly Schulteis, CSEA. This is a step increase for a non-bargaining unit position in the amount of 3%, adjusting pay to $1,778. Next is Job and Family Services, a step increase of 4% for Joyce Chestnut, who is a step increase, and she's a supervisor in Job and Family Services, excuse me. Next in Children's Services is Sean Whitehead, employed as custodian. This is a bargaining unit step increase of 3.3% to a rate of $11.59 an hour. Next in Children's Services, Nancy Linsick. This is a non-bargaining unit step increase of 3.3%, increasing her pay to $25.22. Next, Bobby Johnson, a bargaining unit step increase of 3.4%, adjusting her pay to $16.35. Next is Pete Tazzi, employed as an IT project manager, Children's Services. This is a non-bargaining unit step increase of 3.3%, taking his rate to $24.13 per hour. Next is Stephanie Lindsay from Children's Services, who's receiving a step increase. She's a bargaining unit employee, step increase of 3.3% to $15.83. Next from Children's Services is Christina Hayes. That is a bargain unit employee receiving a step increase of 3.4% to a rate of $14.33 per hour. Next is Allison Cobb from Children's Services, who has received a an adjustment because of achievement of a license as a licensed social worker. This is a bargaining unit promotion at 4%, taking her rate of pay to $21.32. Next is a temporary increase, who's temporarily reassigned as a supervisor. It's for Lisa Leverett in Children's Services, a temporary increase of 5% to take her pay to $23.55. Next from Children's Services, Rebecca Marlowe, bargain unit promotion from Social Worker 2 to Social Worker 3, increasing pay 6.3% to $17.97. From Children's Services, Allison Gardner. This is a bargaining unit step increase of 3.3%, adjusting her pay to $20.30 per hour. Next, Michelle Coldiron, Children's Services. This is a non-bargaining unit step increase of 3.3%, adjusting pay to $19.38 per hour. Next, Sharon Brakefield from Children's Services again. This is a bargaining unit step increase of 3.4%, adjusting her pay to $19.32. Next, under Christine Hodges from Children's Services, this is a bargaining unit step increase of 3.4% to $21.69 per hour. Next, Julie Diebel, employed as a social worker 4 in Children's Services. This is a bargaining unit step increase of 3.3% to an hourly rate of $23.68 per hour. Next is a non-bargaining unit step increase of 3.3% for Ellie Misenbach in Children's Services. She's a supervisor of social services, increasing her pay to $25.97 per hour. Next is a promotion from Social Worker 2 to Social Worker 3 for Chris Eichhorn, and that is a change of 6.4% to $17.80 per hour. Finally, William Morrison and Children's Services, a non-bargaining unit step increase of 3.3% to a rate of $37.86 per hour.
Tim, if you don't mind, you know, there's quite a few of these pay adjustments in Children's Services. From what you mentioned to me, it was because there was a these all didn't come all at one time, but they were previous that didn't get processed properly. Is that
there was a backlog of them because of the we went to a new upgrade in the resolution system, and it had some specific requirements of how to submit resolutions that had changed from the previous requirement. You know, just to state it simply, a button wasn't hit twice in order to transmit them over. So we discovered this, and that's why there's a backlog of some of these pay increases.
And they didn't, they're not all just coming all at once, just
they have accumulated, that's correct.
Okay. I think that's important.
Sorry for the quantity on here.
I think that's important to note that it's.
I should have mentioned that, I'm sorry. As we move on to Job and Family and Children's Services, we have a request for to approve a child care day contract with the Greater Miami YMCA for a facility at 3431 Hamilton Middletown Road. Even though this is contract is the Y, this is This daycare is actually within a church right at Bypass 4 and State Route 4 and Bypass 4 in the amount of $250,000 effective May 1, 2008. Next, the Job Family Services is asking you to approve a child care contract for Ivy's Creative Angels Academy, 200 Commercial Drive, Fairfield, Ohio, in the amount of $250,000, effective May 1, 2008. Next, we have another child care contract for ABC Learning Center that is located at 5920 Reigert Road, Hamilton, Ohio, in the amount of $250,000, effective May 1, 2008. Next, we have a consulting contract with Sharon J. Francis, RN, through December 31, 2008, in the amount not to exceed $6,500. This person does preliminary health screening for children as required when children come into children's services. In connection with that, there's another agreement that you're asked to approve for Sharon Francis that is required under HIPAA law or medical disclosure purposes. So that contract agreement is also submitted for your approval. Next is an agreement with Miami University for a program called Child Abuse and Neglect Substance Abuse Focus and Expansion. It provides evaluation and analysis from April 1, 2008 to September 30th, 2008 at a maximum expenditure of $34,993. As we move on to the engineer, they have submitted six resolutions for your approval. The first is a resolution to receive and refer bids for a project at Westchester. It's Lasorto Westchester Road Improvement. 10 bids were received with a low bid from Mount Pleasant Blacktopping at $628,261. The high bid from Barrett Paving at $818,148. The engineer is also asking you to approve or execute a contract for the purchase of equipment of 250,000 GVW tandem axle trucks from JW Devers in the amount of $135,890. The engineer is also asking you to approve two change orders on their building addition. The first change order is for Langdon Inc. in the amount of $3,927. The second change order is with Recourse General Contractors in the amount of $18,871. The engineer is also asking you to approve an agreement with URS Corporation for engineering services. The engineer is also asking you to cancel a sidewalk performance bond with Welsh Development dated May 16, 2007. In the amount of $1,110 as it relates to Creekside Meadows Section 1. Under miscellaneous, you are asked to receive and refer bids for furniture at the Princeton Road Administrative Office. We received six furniture bids of various categories from each vendor. Next, you're asked to approve a receive and referral for fire suppression renovations at the Butler County Ag Building that is being converted to the 800 megahertz prime site in accordance with specifications under contract 0804006. The bid from Simplex Grinnell is $58,582. Next, you're also requested to receive and refer bids. This is also renovations at the prime site, which is we refer to as the Ag Building for HVAC. Three bids were received. First from Peck Hannaford Briggs in the amount of $29,730. Second was from Trenton Services for $36,880. And the final bid was from Progressive Plumbing at $37,900.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jadavet.
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon.
Yes.
Commissioner Furman.
Yes.
Mr. President, if I could, I would like to offer a suggestion for the board to consider. And that suggestion would be to place a temporary moratorium for all step increases and promotions of all the employees that under the commissioners to ensure that everybody's being compensated fairly and equitably at the right rate, and that we have the best compensation plan the best compensation plan to assure that we're using a fair and equitable pay program. And Mr. President, this goes back to when the board decided that we were going to take a look at all the jobs and family services, social services, and everybody under us to reorganize and look at ways to run them more efficient. This is just a temporary moratorium motion. If anybody's, when we get our review, our process, and it comes out, the one that we finally decide is the one that's how we want it implemented, that anybody who has earned a step increase or promotion will be retroactive, so no one will be disenfranchised of so to speak of any monetary earnings. But it goes back to our original statement months ago, and we said we were going to look at that whole thing inside and out. This is part of that. I'd like to see this happen fairly quickly. I think we can get it out of the way in probably 45 days or less. And I think it's part of our overall package. It gives us the time we need to, gives us the breathing room we need to look at the whole system and how it works. So with that, I'd like to offer that as a motion.
I'll second that motion, but also like to make a comment on it. That I agree with your motion. I think that when we did decide this a couple months ago that we were going to put tighter controls on pay increases, step increases, and I also think, and I'm not sure whether you mentioned this, Don, that I think we need to continue to do a wage survey with regards to our employees and how they compare with other counties with similar duties. I think that's very important for the public to know where we stand. I think there's a lot of perception out there in the public that we need to clarify. I've said this before from this seat that I don't want to be the county that pays the highest, and I don't want to be the county that pays the lowest, because we need to attract good, qualified people. I want to make sure that we're being fair and equitable. So I want to make sure that we do a wage survey on everybody that is under our control. And also, I'd like to have a review on, how when a new hire comes in, we have a probationary period, and then there's a probationary increase that has been a common occurrence, that once you pass that probationary increase, you receive an increase. I'd like to have Doug Duckett explain the rationale behind that as to when a person receives a probationary period. I can understand that when first entering the public sector with the county, but I'm not sure if I understand why a particular person should receive that every time they move up to a promotion, that they go through a probationary and then receive a probationary increase. I'd like to hear the rationale on that. But I support that, and you know that hopefully that we can do this very quickly and get the this information, because I think it's very important. So I support the motion.
I concur. I think that this is something we need to make sure that all of our human relations people are on board for, and I can see where there's probably going to be some policy changes needed here before this is over, and make sure that all of our various HR people are on the same page with any policy changes and make it more uniform throughout the county. So I think it's a good suggestion, and it fits with what we had said early on, starting from the turn it inside out and make sure that we get the most from our various departments. So
great.
I concur.
Sure, we have a motion that's been made and seconded to impose a temporary moratorium on step increases and promotions while we review the social service and really expand it to you know, all wages underneath the commissioners, their wage structure, seek wage surveys, and review the methods of promotion and probationary promotions in order to establish a policy. Once the policy is revised, then any promotions or step increases that qualify will be reviewed and retroactively applied. So that stated the vote. Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes. I'd like to suggest also that we make some kind of a move on the information services. To go out for resumes or whatever, post the position, see what we need to do there, because it's kind of a limbo right now. We really need to make some moves on that. So, can we get a RFP out for that?
Yes, we can work on a posting for that.
You okay with that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's fine.
Okay. Anything else? Anyone in the audience have anything before the commission at this time?
Mark Havercost, 7356 Weathersfield Drive, Westchester Township. Good morning, President Furman,
morning.
Commissioners. I was a little bit disheartened that I didn't get to speak during the visitors section, which is listed as fourth on the agenda, because I wanted to address the commission before the vote was taken on these items. I was pleased, however, in the last couple minutes to hear some conversation about the way we spend money. You may remember back in this most recent election when we heard from Children's Services, and part of their sales pitch was if this levy had not been passed, that children would actually die. But then today, I see a Public Relations Society of America media boot camp, $2,200. And that doesn't include the time that this person will be off from the job, traveling for some media event. This agenda today is full of unnecessary travel, seminars, and items that the people that we've employed should already have the experience to do the job that they're doing. One of the things that I'm asking the commission is to go through these agenda items before they're voted on and pick them out and simply tell these agencies no to their spending habits. That's basically all I had.
Mark, I can speak somewhat to that. I know as a police officer for a number of years that we had to have constant training because laws were constantly being changed. Upgraded techniques for the field, and I know George can speak to that as a former firefighter. Just in that field alone, the training that we received was really quite minimal compared to the constant changes that we were faced with. And I'm sure that all the departments have a certain degree of that they need to keep up with that. But we will take your suggestion and ask our administrators to make sure that these are necessary, and we have done so.
Yeah, I'm not asking you to throw common sense out the window with, you know, regards to public safety matters. You know, I understand the need for the police and fire departments, but a PR person And the other item that just came to mind when you were talking about wages, when I heard Mr. Williams mention that step increase, I mean, I heard four fives, and I even heard a 6.4% increase. I mean, I have not received a 6.4% increase, yet it's my taxes that you're going to be using to cover the cost of those. And as long as we have that type of inflation in Butler County's budget, there will never be enough money to cover that type of those types of expenses. And I just ask that some of these services, especially with Children's Services, told us how important every single dollar was, that maybe a media person doesn't need to go to media boot camp for $2,200. That money would be better spent here in the county instead of in New York City.
The one with you're talking about, the 6% increase, was a promotion to a social services 3, and so at $17.80 an hour. So there are openings that happen from time to time, and we hope that we have good people that can move up to those spots, and that's what happened in this instance. So
I just ask for your due diligence on reviewing these.
Appreciate it, Mark.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Anyone else have anything before the commission at this time?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes. do what we can to